In our previous episode, we talked about the notion that when Mashiach comes, Al Yivtel Davar Min Hagish Alaylam, nothing's going to change. The world is going to continue, well, exactly the way it's been up till now. Now, the Rambam was attacked for taking this position. How could you say things won't change? After all, we all believe in the resurrection of the dead. Tchias HaMesim. Could you think of a greater change? The Rambam dealt with this and many other questions in a letter which he published, known as Igeres Tchias HaMesim. It's also called by some Maimer Tchias HaMesim. The Rambam acknowledges this question in the sixth chapter, and he says, yes, I know, I told you nothing's going to change, and so many of you have asked, Tchias HaMesim? The Rambam says, Tchias HaMesim, the resuscitation of the dead, is a cornerstone of Jewish faith. I myself said that. The coming of Mashiach is a cornerstone of Jewish faith. The two are not necessarily linked. Ultimately, it is possible for Tchias HaMesim to take place prior to the coming of Mashiach, just at the time of Mashiach's arrival, or maybe later. It's noteworthy that the Zohar speaks about 40 years until Mashiach will first come, and only later we'll see Tchias HaMesim. The Rambam goes on to say that you're attacking me, but really the position is not unique. It's not my ideas. He quotes the fact that Rabbi Moshe, Gekatila, Ibn Bilam, as well as Ibn Ezer, all took this position. And the Rambam goes on to say that ultimately it is possible that all of these promises are but parables. But he also says it isn't necessarily so. The Rambam himself uses the words Ein Divoreinu Zegzeira. It isn't necessarily going to be that way. He says, I didn't get a prophetic transmission telling this is just a parable. In other words, the Rambam seems to leave an opening for the possibility of this being literal. He says, we just don't have to believe that it's going to be literal. It might be but a metaphor. And here is the important point. The Rebbe suggests that this is linked to the two possibilities in the arrival of Mashiach that we alluded to in previous episodes. This is articulated in the Gemara of Masechet Sanhedrin on page 98. Mashiach could come in its rightful time or in an accelerated fashion. And the Rebbe maintains that if it comes in its rightful time when, well, the time of Golus simply ends, then these will be but parables. However, if Mashiach comes because we accelerated the process, we'll be seeing miracles and amazing things happen. May it be speedily and in our days. Amen.